again to Pushing Buttons. I am your host, Kyle. Kevin's still missing in action, but he should be back hopefully soon. We'll see. I don't know. He's a busy man, as is
Frank. By the time this one comes out, should be next week, I would assume. We're recording a ton of these on the one day. But yeah.
We're knocking them out. And of course, I'm joined once again by Frank.
That's me. Hey, y'all.
And our special guest today, Scott.
Hey, I'm the new Kevin.
He is.
The new Kevin. New and improved Kevin.
Bye, Kevin.
Now with karate chop.
Hey, you know, that could be a good, useful ability for moderating. So,
yeah. Instead of the band hammer, the karate chop.
Karate chop.
So today, we have our grand finale of the character battle series. It's been, you know, quite a journey over this, you know, past few weeks, but we're finally here. We're going to dive into our top 8 villain bracket. And then once the winner of that is selected, we're going to have the final bout between our ultimate hero, Link, versus that villain. So here we go. Let's get it underway.
All right. First up, we have Bowser versus Albert Wesker. I mean, dude, no chance against Bowser. I mean, come on.
Oh,
I'll pick
really?
Bowser on this one.
I'm
I'll
picking Wesker on this.
Okay. So we got a big dinosaur who can breathe fire, spin, and have spiky back. He's going to annihilate this dude. Bring all the zombies you want. Checkmate. He's taking them out. What do you got?
Well, this is a layup for Wesker. I mean, he doesn't even have to do anything. He could just infect all of his Goombas and Koopas and whatever the hell else creatures Bowser has in his army and infect them with the T-virus or whatever virus he has cooked up this time around. Wesker doesn't even have to do anything. Just complete global saturation.
It's a whole different kingdom. He doesn't know how the autonomy works on a walking mushroom. How is he supposed to be able to say, like, this T-virus will work on that? There's no chance.
He is a top researcher at Umbrella Corporation, or used to be.
You think
he's
got time?
He's in charge of it. He's got the resources.
Here comes a spinning giant dinosaur to come to wreck your world, or turtle, or whatever he wants. You know, whatever one. I don't think Albert's got enough time to prepare for Bowser. Like, if these two were just dropped into an arena, Smash Bros style, I mean, what's he going to do? He's going to try to infect things. It might not work. It might work. It might not work. I'll give him 50 zombies to work with, too. I'll give him the freaking layup on this. And still, Bowser's going to clean house.
It won't happen because we've seen it in Resident Evil 5. You probably haven't played it. But at the end of the game, you know, Wesker is in full, like, mutated mode within lava, and he's surviving against that. He can withstand fire to the hottest degree. It takes an actual rocket to his head, an RPG, for him to supposedly die. We don't even know if he's dead. He could still be alive.
Oh, God.
That's Resident Evil right now, by the way.
Yeah, that's exactly Resident Evil. That's perfect pitch for Resident Evil. Go check it out, guys. No, Bowser's got this. I mean, first off, you're talking about, like, Omega level Albert. I'm talking average. I'm not even talking about if we start getting into pimp mode Bowser, which can really shake and bake, okay?
Wait,
regular Bowser.
Pimp mode just Bowser?
Fine. Oh, yeah. He's got a nice hat. There's a cane next to him. People know his name. Yeah. No, I'm telling you, I think Bowser, before he even gets souped up, could take out Albert.
Honestly, this isn't even a contest. All Wesker has to do is infect Peach with something without her even realizing it. And once Bowser captures Peach, Peach can mutate into the next version of, I don't know, the William Birkin G virus and go crazy on Bowser. He doesn't even have to fight Bowser.
Okay, so first off, you keep leaning on the fact that for some reason, Albert's got, like, all this time to prepare for this plan.
He does.
That this isn't just a fight where the two face each other off in a random room like we did with Ezio and Link. Whoever. That's tough. I would say if they're dropped off on the map, Bowser's got it, hands down. No preparation.
Okay.
Hands down. Okay?
All right.
Now,
straight drop into an arena.
Yeah.
Okay.
With preparation, I'll give it to you. He definitely gets a lot better, but Bowser does too. He has an army. He's got a bunch of ratty bratty kids that do his bidding. A flying ship? That takes some magic, folks, or some really fancy science that I don't know about. I'm I'm still leaning on Bowser, even with prep time. Both of them having prep time.
I mean, in regards to agility, Wesker's going to beat Bowser. He's way faster. Like, he has the instant teleportation. He can, you know, lap circles around Bowser.
Yeah, there's people with those abilities at Smash Brothers, and Bowser does just fine. He's a good in the esports, man. Let's take it to Scott. Scott, what do you think about all this, man?
Well, you know, so obviously I'm not sure on the guidelines here. You know, are we talking Wesker versus Bowser in an arena, or is this, you know, put them in the real world with all their resources at their disposal kind of a thing, which I think is definitely two very different things. However, you do bring up a good point. Is the T-Virus compatible with Mushroom Kingdom life? And that's obviously a big debate. However, the T-Virus has been very, very good at just infecting different species, right? It doesn't stop at humans. It affects dogs, birds, you know, pretty much everything it comes in contact with. But, you know, the Mushroom Kingdom biology could be just too different. You know, so, I mean, if he can infect Bowser's whole army, I don't know. And you're also talking about, I mean, they create like Nemesis, right? Nemesis versus Bowser. I think Nemesis probably different has fight. It.
Nemesis will definitely fight. Win that fight.
But that's the
whole
thing.
Different
no
thing,
doubt.
What are the tools at Wesker's disposal in this supposed fight? And I think that's where things get a little gray. So what abilities does Wesker have personally as far as super strength or whatever? Which, because I'm not super familiar.
He does have super strength. Also, incredible speed. He is very witty. Like, he has a lot of strategic thinking that he does to enact his evil plans. And I think we do need to judge based off of their entire resources, because, you know, these are villains. You know, protagonists don't really have a lot of resources at the beginning. All the villains have, like, immense control over the events of their respective games. So when I think of this battle, yeah, Wesker's like head of Umbrella, doing his own thing. He doesn't have just the T-Virus, but the G-Virus, all the other ones, like the Plagueis. Like, he's got all that shit. He's versatile in that way.
Bowser's got an army, a kingdom at his disposal.
Wesker does,
and
too.
And if you're going to go with Super Omega, end boss version of Albert Wesker, I'm going to go with the same version of Bowser. Giant Bowser, just bulldozing over everything that's in his way, almost taking out Mario, who was a contender in our Heroes game. I can't imagine. This is like, yeah, well, that's, I mean, amazing, right? I can't imagine this fight going Albert's way. It sounds even crazy that we're just even talking this long about it, really.
What's supposed to do a vote then?
You know, I'm going to say one last thing. You know, you have to look at who beats Bowser.
That's tough because Mario's from the Mushroom Kingdom, so he's there on a more level playing field than it would appear. I mean, Mario almost beat out Ezio. It was a close fight, right? And then Ezio almost beat out... He had a good fight against Link. So, you know, there's something there to be said.
True.
But is any of Albert Wesker's, you know, protagonists in his games even in our list? Not a damn one of them.
I wanted to include them, but...
Yeah, but they're lack just a random space dude with a gun that's stuck in a Resident Evil game.
Well, Chris Redfield, he does all sorts of steroids, so I'll leave it alone.
You're bringing steroids to a Bowser fight? Come on. All right, let's do the vote.
Mario has steroids at the mushrooms.
Those mushrooms, you'd be tripping on those mushrooms if you think this is going to go his way. All right, everybody for Bowser. I'm saying Bowser. Anybody else? This is insane. People are going to downvote pushing buttons on their podcast apps because of this nonsense.
I mean, I'm sorry. I just got to look at the facts. I mean, if we are, you know, I like what Kyle had to say, going into the spirit of villains, you know, they have resources, they have armies usually. So I do think these are important things to keep in mind. But, you know, I mean, how good is Bowser's army really? Goombas? Goombas? Dude, they're just little little brown mushrooms walking around. I mean, literally, you jump on them and they die. So I don't think, I mean, Bowser's army versus an army of zombies plus special forces and private security troops and attack Nemesis. Helicopters. Okay. Like, yeah, Nemesis army versus army. Bowser's army is down.
Hunters, and, lickers. I mean, those things will fuck up Goombas all day.
If Mario can beat Bowser, I don't see why Wesker can't.
Look, we can't really go by the heroes that beat them. That doesn't make much sense.
I guess it's fair.
You know what I'm saying? And also the idea of using every tool at their disposal versus every tool, that's also a little shaky at best because you're imagining how did this fight happen? Did the two worlds just happen to collide? Whatever. I'm looking at what we have further down this list. I'm telling you right now, Wesker doesn't stand a chance against the other people on this list.
Yeah, that's Bowser fine. I don't expect him to last very much longer.
Well,
Bowser did stand a chance, though. That's what I'm throwing out there. All right, the next one, which I also think is a bit of a pushover fight. Handsome Jack versus Andrew Ryan. I'll pick Andrew Ryan as he was my guy from earlier. Andrew Ryan from BioShock. He's a manipulator. He's a very strategic person. He led a city of scientists. And with them, they created the ability to inject magic abilities and rise to the top of humanity's evolution list on their own. Only madness took down his city, madness from within. But outside of that, he would have been fine. He had laid down a plot to bring in an outsider, which was actually an insider, spoiler alert if you guys haven't played BioShock 1, to do everything he wanted to. Andrew Ryan is a true villain. What an excellent villain. What's Handsome Jack got?
Everything Andrew Ryan has. They're practically the same character, except Handsome Jack is way more charming, and he can convince anybody to work for him or blackmail them into working for him.
Andrew Ryan does the same thing. He does it to you.
That's what I mean. They're pretty much the exact same character, except for the fact I think we have to go to a different sort of battlefield for this particular round. You know, because in a straight out fight, Handsome Jack's going to kill Andrew Ryan. I mean, Andrew Ryan dies in the game.
Well, yeah, but if we're talking, look, if you're going to go with everything that Albert Wesker's got, we got to go with everything that Andrew Ryan's got, which is magic abilities that he injects into him. Electric, Betty.
But
and he's going to do just fine.
Handsome Jack has all of Hyperion, like a huge robot army.
This feels
and
gross.
A moon base and an actual gigantic spaceship. Like,
we got big daddies, we've got little sisters, both formidable foes. And it's tough to bring. I don't like this idea that we're doing this. I mean, I'll use it later on. Don't get me wrong. I have somebody in particular that I will bring the entire Scourge with him. But as for this fight, especially, I'm not happy with this. I'm just not happy with this. So we'll put it up to a vote. But what do you got, Scott? Any way you're leaning on this?
Handsome Jack also has Butt Stallion. I'll say that.
Butt Stallion?
What? I don't even
know what that is.
Do I want to know what that is?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know much about either one of these characters. These aren't two franchises. You gotta play BioShock. You know, I've tried to play the first one a few times, and I don't know. I just never really kind of get into it. I don't know why. But, you know, I mean, obviously the scientific prowess that I've seen in BioShock, I've played a little bit, you know, and we're talking about apparently a master manipulator who has just manipulated the plot from start to finish. Right. I mean, I feel like that's pretty impressive, you know, because that's a sort of a skill that is always relevant no matter the time or the place. But if Handsome Jack is basically the same character, I mean, it does tend to put them on an even playing field, I guess. Yeah. Which I haven't played any of Borderlands, so I have no frame of reference, really. you know, I mean, but electrical magic powers, I mean, I've, you know, that's pretty good in a one-on-one fight. It might go to BioShock, man. I don't know. I don't know what Fancy Jack has going for him on a personal combat level.
Cybernetics, a lot of cybernetics.
Guns, basically a robot army. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the big daddies are pretty powerful, but they're also pretty rare. You know, there's not many of them. So does it come down to a numbers game? I don't know. And if you're going into cybernetics, I think what it honestly boils down to is at that point, it's a very, very different level of technology. You're talking spaceships and cybernetics and stuff. Like, Andrew Ryan's just, I feel too old for that. You know, he's too old school.
Yeah. Let's put it to a vote, guys. Handsome Jack. Who's voting for Handsome Jack? Yeah, that's unanimous.
Okay. Nice.
I'm sensing a pattern, though, which is Taff very often goes with the underdog.
Very true.
Bowser is no underdog to Albert Wesker. You
he's the underdog to Mario.
Well, I mean, look, and Wesker's an underdog to the dude that walked in with a gun and was fighting zombies up to this point. All right, next up.
Yeah, but I mean, Bowser versus a gun. Who wins? I mean, I feel like the gun.
That's great. Sephiroth, okay, ooh, big bad from Final Fantasy, versus Arthas.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
You start us off, Kyle.
Sephiroth, that was my pick. And
that was your pick.
Main villain of Final Fantasy VII. He's the most devious villain. Most, I would say, really, the most evil villain we have in this entire character battle. You know, he heartlessly kills Aerith and completely devastates all of Midgar and personally torments Cloud beyond like anything else. Scott could probably do a better job of explaining this than I could. But again, like Materia, he's got, I believe, the Masamune is the sword, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
And yeah, he is exceptionally lethal with that blade. All the boss battles that I've had with Sephiroth, you know, across Final Fantasy VII and Kingdom Hearts, he's got a badass theme song. One-winged angel. Sephiroth's a much better villain.
It's a cool look, too.
Opinion.
The one-winged angel thing, the look itself is pretty dope.
Yes, that's yes. Dope. I mean, as far as the fight goes, I think Sephiroth would win, personally.
How many people does it take? How many people are you playing as when you take out Sephiroth in
Party Final of Fantasy Three? 7?
Party of Three. Interesting.
Yes, yes.
You know, for my man Arthas, better known as the Lich King, it takes 10 to 20 of Azeroth's finest warriors preparing for way too damn long to take him out. They go through countless enemies. If we're talking army to army, we're talking all of ICC, my friend. And the Scourge to take him on. It takes 10 at bare minimum, 20, if you know what you're doing, to take him out. He's got the ability to straight up steal your soul with his sword. He drops a plague on you. You're dying without even getting close. He breaks the ground. He is the Lich King. He commands the dead. There's no one on this list I have more faith in winning everything than Arthas. Yeah. What do you think, Scott?
What's Scott's opinion on this?
I really don't want to judge this matchup. I mean, you know, I really believe this is a championship fight right here.
Yeah.
You know, on the one hand, Sephiroth, you know, at least by the time of the game, Sephiroth does not have any resources except himself. You know, prior to the game, he is a member of Shinra Corps. You know, he's basically the best soldier in Soldier. You know, I mean, you're looking at, he is the most powerful person on this planet. End of story. We talked about Cloud in the last episode. You know, Cloud's pretty powerful, and it basically takes him and two friends that are practically just as powerful as him to take down Sephiroth. You know, when it comes to swordsmanship skills, he is probably far superior to Arthas when it comes to an actual 1v1 sword v sword fight. And he is a ruthless individual. There is nothing that will stand in between him and his objective, which is literally destroying the world. He does not care about anybody except Mother. And that's a very loose term. Arthas, on the other hand, yes, he has an army, and he does have magical powers. You know, Sephiroth doesn't show a lot of magical powers, But he does have some material that he uses, and you know, of course, the major one is the meteor materia, which is literally bringing a meteor to destroy the planet. So I think Sephiroth at his max potential can actually wipe Azeroth off the face of the galaxy.
And then who wins? They both die.
While also destroying himself. So I want to put that out there. I mean, Sephiroth can wipe out ICC. He can wipe out Northrend. He can destroy Azeroth. Okay? He is basically Sargeras. Okay.
A fight I want to see.
I love that. That's perfect.
I think it has to get to that point.
Yeah.
For him to win. You know, because Arthas is going to have, he's going to have the Frost Dragons. You know, obviously all the people in ICC, all the bosses, you know, they're very powerful. You know, and yeah, I mean, he's powerful in his own right. He has very powerful abilities, you know, of ice and, like, I guess you call it, like, spirit dark magic. I don't even know. You know, plague, you know, he's got a lot going for him. And I think Sephiroth would struggle literally, you know, to fight an entire undead army. But if he wanted to, if he was willing, they're all gone. Everybody.
if it gets to sword on sword, I want to throw this out there as well. Arthas can take his soul. That's what Frostmourne does. It takes souls. So he could just, like, you know what? I'm done with this fight. I'm going to take your soul now, and it's gone. So I mean, kind of throw that out there, too.
If he's got a reflect materia, reflex all magical abilities.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of paladins with bubbles that know what Frostmourne looks like from the inside. I don't know if this reflect is going to be as good as a bubble, but I'm comparing the two similarly.
I mean, reflex all magical abilities. That's its power. Okay, so he goes to take Sephiroth's soul. Sephiroth casts Reflect. All of a sudden, Sephiroth has Arthas' soul. I'm just saying.
No, at best, Arthas' soul would have been put into Frostmourne, which his soul was already corrupted. My warrior has spell Reflect, and it does no good for him against Arthas. He still has to freaking get 19 other people to join him.
But is your warrior Sephiroth? I don't think so.
I look, on a good day, he is. All right. So that's another debate on whether or not Frank's Taff is in this fight at all.
I mean, really, it really comes down to, I think, a one-on-one swordsmanship battle. I mean, you can have materia, or you can have, say, even Arthas's paladin abilities, like a bubble, the divine shield to protect against Sephiroth's attacks.
But, if he's using his abilities, his paladin abilities too, that's pretty crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think he can use his paladin abilities anymore.
He can use anti-magic shield, though.
That's true.
Which would do very good against Seth.
All right. That's what I mean. We have to consider, you know, all different aspects of each character. So maybe if Arthas the Lich King reverts back to good and becomes a paladin again, he could defeat Sephiroth that way.
No way. Paladin Arthas is stronger than Lich King?
He's weak.
Maybe
he's
in this case.
As a paladin.
No way. No.
Well, I thought Cleanse would get rid of all debuffs or buffs on Sephiroth, maybe, possibly.
Well, Defile on Sephiroth right away. Before, like, as he's walking in, Defile. He could do that from super far away. Boom. And then he's just like, boom, boom, boom. His health's chunking down, and then all of a sudden he's dead on the ground.
What's that Death Knight ability? Anti-magic shell?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use that too.
Yeah, Death Grip, everything. There's all kinds of things. Freeze him into ice. There's all kinds of things that I would say put Arthas over the top on this one. But I will also throw out there, this is the toughest battle we've had so far.
It is.
These two are so equally matched, and they bring in some big heat. But if we're going army and army, we've been using armies and stuff like that as well. Also, Arthas has the Scourge at his disposal.
Superior numbers. I agree.
And walks into the afterlife with that shit too. Like, in Shadowlands, it's there. So there's also a little bit of that too to kind of think about as well. But I'm down to bring this to a vote at this point. What do you guys think?
I think if we take the fight to the Shadowlands, I think Arthas would win.
Yeah.
Because Sephiroth would definitely be Venthyr.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's just so many different layers to this one, you know.
It is.
Could Sephiroth fight his way into ICC? I think there's actually a very good chance of that. Now, could he fight the entire Scourge by himself short of mutual destruction? I don't know. You know, there's a lot to fight there. One-on-one, sword v. sword, Sephiroth wins, hands down. But once you bring everybody's abilities into it, you know, yeah. Arthas has a lot going for him, you know, because we have to assume he's got Death Knight abilities, which, yeah. you know, Strangulate, Anti-Magic Shell, you know, Death Grip, all that stuff. That's going to work very heavily in his favor.
Raise the dead. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. What
I can think of. I think those little ghouls, whatever. Sephiroth don't care about that.
They'll just bug him. All right, let's put it up to a vote. Everybody for Arthas. Anybody else? Oh, all right. 2-1. Thank you very much. I needed Arthas on that one. Ooh.
Yeah, you know, it's a really hard choice, and
it totally is.
Sephiroth is honestly immensely powerful. As an individual, but I think as a character, Arthas has more going for him.
I think he's a more complex character than Sephiroth can ever be.
Oh yeah,
because Sephiroth is like pure evil. That's basically it. But Arthas has made deeper layers to him.
What I like is both franchises have been trying to reach back to those villains for a long time now.
Oh yeah, and they failed significantly.
This next one I think is going to be just, we could talk about it for a short minute. It's so fast.
I agree.
M. Bison from Street Fighter versus Count Dracula from Castlevania.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with Bison just for the sake of, he could charge that across the rooms.
Yeah.
So he could probably try to escape Count Dracula. That's the thing. Can he escape Count Dracula? He does have, if we're talking about, you know, the whole, but Count Dracula's got like a lot more, but he has like, he could bring other Street Fighters to help him, I guess. He's got Blanca. There are other people that are on his side. He's got a hell of a punch. I'm a bit lost for words on Bison versus Count Dracula.
Where's round three when you need him?
I know. They might be able to defend this, but I don't even think they can save him from Count Dracula's bite.
I don't think so either. The Lord of the Damned, I think, can easily whoop Bison's ass in a 1v1. Yeah.
In the spirit of things, since, I mean, none of us are like, yeah, where's the round three guys, right? for this one, this is what Google says. M. Bison has what's called psycho powers, which he can enhance his strikes, fire off projectiles, teleport, levitate, telekinetically control objects, brainwash others, or live on as a soul to possess people after he dies.
That last one might be the one that wins it.
Whoa. I had no idea.
If he possess a Belmont, that's the thing. If he could possess a Belmont, they know how to be
very
Count Dracula.
Wow. That's a curveball.
Yeah. He doesn't use those abilities very often. Is that from the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie? Is that the version of Bison that we're talking about?
It's from the Street Fighter Wiki. His psycho power is under a category of spiritual energy.
Spiritual energy. Okay. Well, I'm ready to vote on this one. If I'm honest with you guys, I have no will to defend Bison on this one, to be completely frank with you.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw it out there, see if it changed any minds. But yeah, I'm ready to vote too.
Because I'm sure, you know, Sean, Dan, and Tyler of round three, who are esports coaches and stuff like that, they're foaming at the mouth. Yeah, they want to know. all right, so who's voting for Count Dracula? Yeah.
Only Belmonts can put him away, so.
I will say, guys, this sets up a hell of a sequel to the Arthas fight. All right, we're going with Albert Wesker. He's back versus Handsome Jack.
Wesker wins.
Why do you think Wesker wins that one?
I mean, what's Handsome Jack going to do? I mean,
You tell me. You defended him so well against my Andrew Ryan, you asshole.
You tell me.
Well, that would be even worse fight if it was Andrew Ryan. I mean, shit.
I'm not gonna deny that, but still.
I think the only...
What happened to the robots and the spaceships, you know?
That's the only strength that I think Handsome Jack has is, you know, his robot army can be infected with any viruses.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Wesker one-on-one versus Handsome Jack, I think, would take it because of his superior strength and speed.
Handsome Jack has, let's see, he's got guns, he's got robotics, cybernetics and all that. I will say that I don't think much of Wesker. I'm not going to lie. He's up to that point. Isn't he like worried about his daughter the whole time or something like that? I don't know. The guy's kind of a whatever character, in my opinion. I would have to say that Handsome Jack's got the charisma. He can lead people. I think he's overall, I'm kind of stepping outside of like the actual one-on-one fight to the characters themselves. I think Handsome Jack is a better villain overall, just for his franchise than Wesker is, in my opinion.
I would agree with you. I think out of the entire Borderlands franchise, Handsome Jack is clearly the best villain. But the same argument can also be applied to Wesker. He's the best villain for the Resident Evil franchise.
Well, yeah, you're talking about a franchise that doesn't have very good villains. That's pretty, I mean, all he's got to do is beat, I don't know who else. Yeah, really, he's the one. And the fact that he controls Nemesis is the thing that's, I mean, really, if we were to put the best that Resident Evil has, it's Nemesis.
I think it's Wesker all day. Like, there's no competition to it, in my opinion.
All right, I don't know enough about either character to truly defend it, but I'll go with you on that. What do you think, Scott?
So, you know, staying to the spirit of what, you know, we've been looking at, these are villains. Villains have different tools than your typical hero, right? So, armies, this, that, and the other, you know, the T-virus isn't going to affect the robots, but can the zombies affect robots? Maybe some of them, probably not most of them. I'm also wondering, is Handsome Jack the kind of guy that could subvert Umbrella Corp to his designs?
Ooh, that's a good angle.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Because he is a CEO of Hyperion, and he does have a lot of sway when it comes to that aspect of business.
God, this fight's coming down to businessman versus businessman now.
Hey, you know, I mean, when you're looking at, I mean, look at Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor is Superman's greatest rival, not because he's stronger, but because he's smarter.
Yeah.
And richer. Being really rich is an important part of that. So I think
rich people that's, are villains, I hear.
I think that's Handsome Jack's in is, can he, you know, kind of turn some Umbrella Corp like, hey, why don't you work for me?
What do you think? Is that possible? Oh,
well, it's kind of, again, like a very convoluted story for Resident Evil. And Umbrella Corporation was dissolved after, I believe, the second game and the third game. However, Wesker kind of restores it, but then after he supposedly dies in 5, Umbrella Corporation becomes a good force of nature in Resident Evil 6 and beyond.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's batshit crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, could you be writing this stuff?
Anyway, I guess Handsome Jack could get control of Umbrella, but I don't think it would really do him any good because Wesker's a one-man army, basically. And if he was still alive, I think he could easily get the jump on Handsome Jack and take him out assassin style with his speed.
Okay. I almost want to abstain from this one just because I am so on the fence on this one.
Yeah.
It's a tough one
for
me.
I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
You know, I think if we just break it down to something simple of a 1v1, I guess Wesker wins.
Yeah, I think that one, I think we do it that way.
I think that's the case, yep.
And then if, like, best case scenario, it's military versus military, I would say Handsome Jack has the advantage, but not so much so that, you know, it would sway me. Because it sounds like one-on-one, Wesker's got it all day, I guess. So, all right, Kyle, I think I'm going to leave it to you. I think everybody's on board with that. Kyle's Wesker wins. Also, Wesker. Carl's handsome Jack, so he was betting on both horses on this one. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I mean, it's really him arguing with himself. I was just trying to throw some curveballs in there.
Yeah.
I was hoping you guys had played either game, but that was interesting.
I have not played those games, but I will tell you a game I have played. World of Warcraft. All right, here we go. Yes, Arthas versus Count Dracula. This is a good duel, too.
The Lord of the Dead versus the Lord of the Damned, just like in the first part.
Okay. Who do you want to defend, Kyle?
Well, I'll easily defend Dracula, because I know you want Arthas.
I mean, whatever, if you're going to make me do. Go ahead and go first with Count Dracula.
Well, we kind of argued this already in the first part when you picked Hades, the Lord of the Dead. And, you know, we couldn't really settle with the villains themselves. We kind of went with the heroes. Could Zagreus beat Count Dracula, or could the Belmonts defeat Hades?
Yeah.
And we felt like, anyway, the Belmonts could defeat, Hades more so than Zagreus can defeat Count Dracula.
We need to stop for those ones.
I don't think that method will work this time. I think we need to just think about they're both undead. So who has the better combat prowess?
Okay, and do you think Count Dracula has better combat prowess over Arthas?
It's difficult because he has a lot of abilities in his humanoid form, and they're not that great. Usually it's really easy to defeat as a Belmont anyway. And, I think Arthas really could take the fight to Count Dracula in his humanoid form. But when he transforms into his monstrous form, Count Dracula gets much larger in size, more strong, and has a lot more magic abilities. And I think he could really hammer into Arthas, given enough time and effort.
Does Dracula have a soul?
No, because he's already dead.
That's a biggie. So if he's already dead, can he be controlled by somebody who controls the dead?
I would say yes.
Well, then, Count Mr. Lich King is going to say, jump the hell off my ICC, and he's going to do just that in that case. I think this comes down to the raw, dark control that Arthas has over his domain and his abilities. I do think that, Dracula is an amazing foe, but he also, under the control of the Lich King, are three vampires already. He controls, four vampires already. He has under his ploy in ICC. And he has no problem controlling them. He does so masterfully. And I think Dracula would just be another boss. A high-end boss, sure. He's not going to be sitting there next to but he's going to be up there. He's going to be tier boss. But he's a boss in ICC. One that we'll get some wipes on, but we'll get him down. Yeah. Scott, what are you thinking?
I think... yes, right, our Arthas and, controls the undead, but he doesn't control the Forsaken. So there is an element of Dracula may be too much for Arthas to straight up control. The Lich King can control Sylvanas. And is Dracula more powerful than Sylvanas, at least pre-Shadowlands?
That'd be a good fight.
Who knows, I briefly played one of the Castlevania games, one of the recent ones. So I'm not 100% on his abilities. Is there anything special you can tell me there, Kyle, about something he can do? Or is it mostly just he's a good fighter?
Typically fireballs in his humanoid form and, tends to send out these great power orbs, like laser beams basically. And then once a Belmont character gets through phase one, he transforms into a more monstrous form in phase two. That's usually the case anyway. And it's just more the same, just bigger, badder, swipes at you, throws more laser beams and fireballs at you. That's pretty much, rinse and repeat for the Castlevania franchise.
Well, but we also have the Castlevanias where you play as Dracula, don't we?
True. Yep. There's Lords of Shadow. Well, spoiler alert, you do play as a Belmont that becomes Count Dracula. That's the whole basis of the Belmont clan, actually. But I haven't played Lords of Shadow 2, so I can't speak to that.
I gotta play those games just because I love the anime so much. It's so freaking good. It's I want more of that story, and it's nope, you're not getting any more. They're done. So you got to play the game. That's too bad.
Very underrated game, Lords of Shadow. I loved it. It was a lot of fun.
Are you guys ready to go to a vote or anything else you guys want to put in there?
I think we're ready to vote.
Yeah, I think we're ready.
Okay. All those in favor of Count Dracula. All those in favor of Arthas. All right. Unanimous. Yeah. Arthas takes it.
Yep.
Oh, my baby. You know what I'm happy about this? Is my I have to make sure he wins and your I have to make sure he wins are going against each other right now.
Yep.
I think that might be because we were real passionate about defending them, but I'm pretty happy with that. All right. The final duel of the villains comes down to Albert Wesker, the leader of Umbrella and Resident Evil and all that, and Arthas, the leader of the Scourge and Wrath of the Lich King, the best expansion for the most part, and World of Warcraft. I'll let you go first. What do you think about Wesker versus Arthas?
This is going to be a tough one because Albert Wesker is living. He has a soul.
He has a soul? Okay.
And what else does he have against Arthas? Not much.
Sure, the hell doesn't have any zombies, is already, that's for sure.
Arthas is already dead, so none of the viruses will do jack shit. None of his, you know, mutant zombies are going to do anything because Arthas can control them at will. So I think Wesker is in, he's going up shit creek without a paddle. This is a hard one to defend against Arthas.
Okay, so I was just double checking. Canonically, I think it had said Arthas became undead when Frostmourne took his soul. So technically he died as soon as he took up Mournblade. So I just wanted to confirm that he is actually dead because I was like, well, we kill him at the end of ICC. So we actually are, you know, we're shattering, you know, yeah. So just wanted to double check that because I didn't want to, you know, win this on a false pretense. Yes, I think first off, Arthas, not only does he negate the zombies and the undead forces, he's empowered by them that Wesker brings. I think he's more powerful due to that. So if we were to take those out of the fight, if he could get anywhere close to Wesker, he just takes his soul and all of a sudden hey, look, you could be right next to Count Dracula down in ICC, right down there. And that could happen. We also have the fact that the disease, the pestilence, the many ads that come in during that fight, which I kind of include as part of like, this is actually individually him because he summons them, people picking him up and throwing him off. I think that chaos would be very hard for Wesker to be able to teleport around and try to avoid. I think Arthas has this one. I do think it's a good fight, but I think it's not Arthas's hardest fight. I think Arthas versus Sephiroth and Count Dracula were harder fights for him than this one is. Scott, what do you think?
I think Arthas versus Sephiroth is his hardest fight. I think that's,
I agree,
the two most powerful characters in this episode and and the last one, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because I think I would pit either one of these against Link and feel pretty good about it. You know, I hate because it's like the championship bout, right? It feels like a dud, honestly.
Yeah.
It does.
That Wesker is the one who made it, but, you know, his foes were just not enough. So, yeah, I mean, I don't see how he wins this, unfortunately.
Well, if it was Bowser. I'm just kidding.
I don't think Bowser wins this either.
Basically, I think can boil this down to strictly a 1v1. Even though Wesker's got speed and agility, Arthas can easily just take Wesker's soul and add him to his little collection of undead.
Yeah. And I think even with his agility and stuff like that, I think Arthas would be able to defend himself enough with his other abilities outside of the soul taking, defend himself enough until he found a spot where he could attack and do some serious damage.
Just one death grip will end it, really.
Yeah, that's true. You know, death grip, even if we're pretending that it's not a tab target power, you know, but he has to aim it at him. I mean, he's got ice abilities to slow Wesker down to make a death grip, you know, pretty easy. I mean, you know, 1v1 physically, I don't see how he goes toe to toe with Arthas at all.
All right. Sounds unanimous. Arthas wins it and is the top villain, correct?
Top villain is Arthas.
Hell of a good matchup, especially the Arthas run. That was some tough stuff. But now we're heading into the championship. The ultimate video game character in a battle. We have Link versus Arthas. Link has fought Ganondorf and Mario. I mean, the guy's fought in everything that's come across his way. Arthas has taken on the greatest champions of Azeroth and has teamed up alongside of Illidan to fight off the demons. Both are very good at what they do. Kyle, I'm going to leave it to you first. Who wins this fight?
All right. Well, I think it's natural that your top villain and my top hero are coming head to head here.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is going to be a tough fight for Link. Very tough. We have, you know, an entire undead legion versus one sole protagonist. And wow, it's not going to be easy for Link. It won't be easy. It's going to take him a long time. It's going to basically take him his entire life, I think, to fight off all these undead legions and waves of pestilence. And basically, it would be a really cool Soulsborne game. I think about it right now, like, I would love to play it. I
think this is actually a really good game we're making here.
Man, he's got so many tools at his disposal. Like, I think light arrows are his only true weapon in this case. And I hate to say that because you only get so many of them in any of the games. Like, you only get a handful. And they're only really useful against Ganondorf. And I think, despite the overwhelming odds, having the Triforce of Courage, I think he's just going to keep his head down and just plow through the fields of enemies until he reaches Arthas. And yeah, it'll be like a mini version of Hyrule Warriors, where Link just slaughters enemies left and right. But that's his only real tactic I think he can use here. But when it comes to Arthas himself, wow. Light arrows. That's all I got. I'm not too sure what else he can do aside from using the Ocarina of Time again. Maybe go back to when Arthas was a paladin and
we've gone over this.
We've gone over this.
Go back to baby Arthas. You kill him
in the
crib.
It's the only way.
I don't know if I gotta say baby Hitler this. But okay, here's the thing. Can Link wipe away disease? Is there a potion?
I believe so, yes. Okay. The blue magic potion.
Okay. Link obviously has a soul, but if his soul is taken away, will a fairy save him?
Well, presumably Link dies when that happens. So the fairy in the bottle would revive him.
Would it revive somebody without a soul? The soul's in Frostmourne.
That's kind of a gray area.
Yeah.
Maybe we get Shadow Link. Oh, Shadow Link would make a...
Shadow Link. There you go.
Oh, that's sick, actually. Yeah. So if that does happen, then Shadow Link would replace Link, and Shadow Link would actually fight Arthas.
And why... How would Shadow Link do against Arthas?
This is so cool already. I'm gushing right now.
Because he would not have a soul, and yet he would be revived, so Shadow Link. So then how would Shadow Link change the fight?
Well, Shadow Link is basically a specter. I don't think he's classified as an undead. I would consider it more to be like, I hate using Warcraft terms, but I think like a...
Come join us.
I'm thinking an elemental type.
Okay.
I think that's what Shadow Link would be. And he would have all the power of the various temples to aid him. So you got like the Forest Temple and all of its associated powers and whatnot with all the other aspects of time.
Okay, so you're using specifically Breath of the Wild Link then?
Ocarina of Time
Link, okay. It's good that we kind of pick a Link because his abilities change dramatically. I would say that Arthas would definitely take Link out immediately. I think it would be relatively quick. Link's ability to come back does slow things down. I would love to see this actually in game form. Those modders out there, make this happen, guys. I want to play as Link. I'm gonna go sword and board, you know, warrior style on Arthas. But I can't. I'm trying to find a way for Link to win this, and I'm not finding it.
It's hard. It's very hard. I think with all of his combined abilities, even with the fairy in the bottle reviving him, like, he wouldn't have a soul if Arthas was to trade blows and steal Link's soul. Link is a pretty good swordsman, though. And the Hylian shield, I think, would be capable of blocking Frostborn.
I think he's faster. I think he's faster than Arthas. I think he's a better swordsman than Arthas. Maybe not Paladin Arthas, but he definitely is over Death Knight Arthas, right? Because we see how slow he swings, because he's Frostborn is heavy and the magic's heavy. And so he's doing more than just swinging a sword. The Master Sword, how would that do against Frostborn?
I think along with the light arrows, the Master Sword would be his strongest weapon.
Yeah.
The Master Sword's innate ability is the power to vanquish evil.
Oh, fuck.
That is a built-in ability for the Master Sword across pretty much every game it exists in. It is the ultimate tool. So it's what's that sword the paladins are always gushing over?
Ashbringer.
Yeah, it's basically Ashbringer for Link. So can it take on Frostmourne? Definitely. You would actually make the argument that it is. I mean, he is the light arrows, the Master Sword. It is. He is a character built to defeat evil incarnate and corruption, which is everything Arthas is. I think Link is actually the ultimate counter to Arthas.
Yeah. And what brought down Arthas in the ICC fight actually wasn't the 10 to 20 people that walked in. It was Tyrion, who, when we were about to die, actually were dying. Tyrion broke loose and brought, I think it was Ashbringer, down upon Arthas and finished the job. And so it was the paladin, the light, that did it. And so as much as I think Arthas is the best villain, I think Link might take this out. Because one thing that will happen for sure is you will be beaten into submission by Arthas. But the Triforce of Courage there will keep you going.
Yep. I think that's his biggest attribute. Aside from Shadow the Master Link Sword, of course.
Yeah. This is a tough one, but I think I didn't expect Link to win, but after thinking about it enough.
God damn it.
Yeah. Modders, make this into Elden Ring. You guys keep modding up Elden Ring. Make up Arthas versus, so I could watch people play this. It'd be so good.
I love the idea of Shadow Link actually having his own game. I think that'd be really freaking cool.
Well, I think it comes down to Shadow Link in this fight, too. I think it's really that scenario where Link's soul is gone and it's Shadow Link that does the fight is exactly what would happen.
And there's also other tools, right? I mean, Arthas has Death Grip, right? But Link, I think, has the agility, the prowess to survive that, right? Yeah. But he's got a grappling hook. He uses it to pull himself to places or enemies to him. So, you know, we know Arthas can't just, like, steal a person's soul on a dime. And there is generally a sword like pointing aspect to it. So I don't think he's just going to like stand there and take it. He also has the mirror shield, which may actually be able to repel that power. You know, I don't know how that would work against Arthas's soul steal. I think Link is in a very unique character in that he is given the tools to fight Arthas rather well, actually.
Yeah, because I'm realizing now Ganondorf and Arthas share a lot, they're very similar in a lot of ways.
Powers, alchemy is, of course they just call it like you're just making potions, but it's alchemy, right? I mean, Link knows herbs, he knows different plants to create potions for different situations. So could he combat, the plague with a potion? I think so. And I think the light arrows allows him to fight at range if he needs to. And those are literally, it's the light, right? If you want to put it in Warcraft terms, which is the only real weapon against Arthas. I think there's actually, I think there's a good battle here.
You guys ready to bring it to a vote?
If I may interject, I think in also defense of Link, like not just the light arrows, but whatever ice abilities Arthas uses, you know, Link also has fire arrows.
And that one, he can like shoot the fire on the ground in Ocarina of Time. It's like a ring of fire.
Dense fire.
Yeah.
Dense fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are pretty slow reactions to the ice abilities, though. Like, if you're frozen, like, okay, hold on. Let me put a fire right here. And it's going to warm up. And we're going to wait a little bit. You know, that's a pretty slow reaction.
No. In Ocarina of Time, he has a magical ability to basically, like, shoot out a ring of fire. And it's literally designed to get you out of being frozen.
Ah, oh, shit. Okay, yeah. That is actually, I didn't know that much. I thought it was, I'm thinking of like,
yeah,
okay.
And this is all Ocarina of Time Link. We're sticking to a Link. We're not right. going into I know. Different
yeah,
games.
Yeah, if we were
to
use a Breath of the Wild where he could freeze time, I'm like, then this fight's a little more, freezing time's a little OP. I hated those puzzles in Breath of the Wild. But anyways, yeah, I'm ready for a vote on this one. And to my surprise, I'm voting for Link.
I will Link as well. Also note, an interesting thought I just had, although we have brought up multiple times, you know, Link's ability to basically come back in every generation, right? Arthas lives forever. So he's like this perfect kind of, he is a Ganondorf is what he is. But I have to vote Link, close. I think, you know?
Yes.
I didn't see that coming, but the more we talked about it, the more it made sense. So that's it, folks. The all-time video game character is Link. Which I'm pretty happy with that pick, actually. I'm pretty happy with that pick. I think there's some good ones on the list, Cloud and whatnot. And Ezio, boy, the guy did well against Link. He held his own, but Ezio would not have won against the Lich King. There's no chance.
Not at all.
Yeah.
The hero of time, of all time.
I'm going over some of the other people like Arthur Morgan. I love you, buddy. You're not going to win against the Lich King. Master Chief would have been interesting. That would have been a pretty decent fight.
Master Chief would have lost two against Arthas.
I think in the end, yeah, but it would have been a fun fight.
Oh, yeah. Cool fight. I agree.
Master Chief would have blown up all kinds of undead on the way.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, the Flood. Yeah, basically they're the Flood.
How about Bowser versus Arthas?
It's got to go Arthas, but I think Bowser should have won. I'm just throwing it out there. Still, I want to recount. But yeah, I think that went well. All right, guys, let us know what you guys think. We're going to have some of these polls up to see what your guys' opinions are on these duels, see who you guys think should have won. Remember, I'll let you guys know who I picked. I'm just going to throw this out there. I smashed Kyle in our last poll, so I'd like to keep that trend going. Open world games over linear games all day, every day. But yeah, I think that's a bit for us today.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed recording this series of character battles. Mm-hmm. Having both you and Scott joining these last two, it's been a lot of fun to discuss these crazy fights, especially Arthas versus Sephiroth. That was awesome.
That was nuts. Yeah.
Amazing battle.
That was tough.
Any final thoughts there, Scott?
You know, I love Sephiroth, so, you know, I wanted him to go all the way. And I actually think he probably would have put up a better fight against Link, honestly. But, it's a lot of, loved characters, you know, games I've played throughout the years. And, you know, it was interesting to kind of match abilities and see where it went.
Yeah, I agree.
Indeed. And I guess with that being said, thank you all for joining us for these past few weeks. It's been a lot of fun recounting our favorite heroes and villains and seeing who comes out on top. And with that being said, hopefully in the coming weeks, Kevin will be rejoining Pushing Buttons and we can talk about the usual topics that we love saving for other times.
Guy's over on a beach in the Bahamas at this point.
Yeah, he's definitely taking his time, but hopefully he'll be ready to push my buttons again. We'll see what happens.
But in all honesty, I just want those out there. He's launching a video game store. So if you guys, we've linked to it before, check it out, guys. It's PNDUB. Yeah. Games. We've linked to it before. Check it out, guys. He's working hard and he's doing really well at it. So we're very proud of him. And so check that out, guys. It would help him out and starting his own little business. Absolutely. It's awesome.
We're all happy for him and wish him well. Oh, no, I can't wait for him to see his business grow even further. I'm looking forward to it.
That's cool.
All right, guys. With that being said, we are all out of here. Have a good one and take it easy.
Bye.